Tape 2303C.
Hello. How's it going today? Good. Open your tape support material book to the material for tape 2303C. Make sure you have a pencil or pen. You'll need one. Today, we're going to try something a little bit different. I want you to listen very carefully to my instructions. First, turn to figure 1. Have you found it? Okay. At the bottom of the page, it should say, Map of Washington, D.C. Do you see it? Using the map, you can take a walk through the capital city of the United States. I'll give you the instructions. Afterwards, there'll be a picnic. I hope you'll have a good time. Are you ready to follow the map? Listen carefully and follow the instructions. Look at the map and let's begin. Today, you are in Washington, D.C., visiting your friend at your embassy. Both of you have decided to take a walk. Your friend is going to show you the city. Follow the route you take with your pen. Begin by putting your pen at the door of your friend's house. Did you find it? At the lower left. What's the name of the building to your right? That's right, it's the printing office. And what's the name of the street that runs in front of the printing office and your friend's house? Right again, it's Avenue H. Now we're ready to leave. Are you ready? Here we go. Your friend wants to take you to see Congress first. What street will you take? New Jersey Avenue. Draw a line from your friend's house along New Jersey Avenue to the Congress. Remember, you have to walk on the street, not across the tops of any buildings. Now you should be at the Congress. Look around. Turn your head to the left and to the right. Do you see any congressmen? You don't. That's too bad. They must be on vacation today. Now you must see the White House, the place where the president lives. What is the quickest way to get there from the Congress building? Of course, you should walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. So draw a line down Pennsylvania Avenue from the Congress to the White House. Have you heard of Pennsylvania Avenue? When we have parades in Washington, they often go down this street. Are you tired? You should be. That was a long walk. Did you go past the FBI? Was it on your left or on your right? It should have been on your left, unless you were walking backwards. Hey, quick, look up, look up. Did you see the president leaving the White House in his helicopter? That's too bad. He left before you could see him. He must have been in a hurry. He's quite a busy man. Hey, aren't you hungry? You and your friend must be starving. You can buy a picnic lunch and go to the mall to eat it. The mall is a large grassy area, like a park. First, though, you'll have to go to a supermarket to get some food. So you'll need to look at your map again to find a supermarket. Do you see one? What street is it on? Hey, that's the same street your friend's house is on, isn't it? Is it near your friend's house? Or is it nearer to the White House, where you are now? Well, come on. Draw a line from the White House to the supermarket. Remember, again, to walk only on the streets. When you leave the White House, do you turn left or right on Avenue H? If you turn to the right, you'd be going back to your friend's house. I'm glad you turned left. There's the supermarket on the right. Go on in and see what they've got. Now you're in the supermarket buying food for the picnic. What would you like?
Maybe a large bottle of Coke, some sandwiches, and some potato salad. Your friend has a bottle opener with him. Did you forget anything? I think you'll need a tablecloth. You don't want to put your food on the grass and let the ants get into it, do you? Over in the corner, there are some tablecloths.
As soon as you pay for the food, you can be on your way to the mall. Hey, don't eat the sandwich yet. Wait until you get to the mall. Your friend is just as hungry as you are. Quickly, draw a line from the supermarket to a level area in the mall. Did you go on 20th Street and Virginia Avenue? Or did you go back around the White House? Right. You can get there either way. You're finally at the level area near the trees and ready to eat. Your friend will help you spread out the tablecloth. That's right. Well, I hope you have a good lunch. I'll see you later. Did you have a good lunch? Are you ready to continue with some more exercises? No? That's too bad. Now turn to figure 2. At the top of the page, you see a small diagram that says, "The structure or organization of the United States government." You also see some groups of words or sentences at the bottom of the page. This is what we'll do with figure 2. Listen very carefully. I'll read a short paragraph explaining the diagram at the top of the page. Then, I will ask you questions about the diagram and the paragraph. For each question, circle the letter A, B, or C of the answer. Afterwards, we'll check your answers. First, take 15 seconds to look carefully at the diagram at the top of the page in Figure 2. Okay, now listen very carefully to the first part of the paragraph. Ready? Listen. The diagram in Figure 2 outlines or indicates the structure of the United States government. It shows that the government consists of or is made up of 3 branches or divisions. Now, here is question 1. Circle A, B, or C. Number 1. What is another word for outlines? Question number 2. What does structure mean in the paragraph? Remember, I said, the diagram outlines the structure of the United States government. Number 3. What is the name of one branch of the government? Now let's go back to number 1 and check to see how you did. Put an X next to each one you got wrong. The correct answer for number 1 is B, indicates. I asked, what is another word for outlines? Outlines means indicates in the sentence. Listen to it again. The diagram in figure 2 outlines or indicates the structure of the United States government. Did you get it right? Now for number 2, the correct answer is B, organization. The question was, what does structure mean in the paragraph? If you look at the diagram, you can see that structure means organization. How about that one? The answer for number 3 is C, the legislative. I ask, what is the name of one branch of the government? The answer can be found in the diagram, at the top of each box. Capital A, capital B, and capital C are the names of the 3 branches of government.
Now let's continue with the rest of the paragraph. Listen very carefully. As you can see in the diagram, the executive branch in box A is composed of the president and the federal departments. The legislative branch in box B consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives. And the judicial branch, in box C, is made up of all the courts.
Now for question 4. Listen and circle the correct answer. Number 4. Which branch enforces the laws? The correct answer for number 4 is B, the executive. You could only have gotten this answer from the diagram. Did you look at the bottom of the boxes and find the phrase, enforces the laws, at the bottom of the first box, A? Okay, last of all is question number 5. What does the judicial branch do? The answer for number 5 is A. It interprets the laws. I ask, what does the judicial branch do? You can get the answer from the last box, C. Well, we finished that exercise. Was it difficult? You'll probably have to read diagrams a lot in your technical training, you know. How many X's did you have? None, I hope. Write down the number correct at the right. Turn to figure 3, next on your paper. You'll see some sentences with 3 choices, A, B, and C, for each sentence. I'll read the sentence on your paper, and then say another sentence. Then I'll ask you a question. Circle A, B, or C. Let's do the first one together as an example. Number 1. The court interprets the law. This means the judges explain the law. Question. Who interprets the law? Did you mark the answer A, B, or C? The correct answer is A, the judges. I asked, who interprets the law? I had told you, the judges explain the law. Since you know that interprets means explain, you should have known that the judges, letter A, was the correct answer. Let's try another one now. Listen and then circle A, B, or C. Number 2. The Constitution outlines the government's authority. This means that the Constitution indicates what the government's power is. Question. What does the Constitution outline? Did you get that one? It was a little more difficult. The correct answer is C, the government's power. My question was, what does the Constitution outline? From your paper, you know, the Constitution outlines the government's authority. I also said, this means that the Constitution indicates what the government's power is. You should know, then, that the government's authority is the same as the government's power, and that the correct answer is C. Are you ready for the last 4? Here they are. Listen and circle. And I'll give you the answers at the end. Number 3. The Constitution guarantees the people their rights. This means that the Constitution assures the people of their rights. Question. What assures the people of their rights? Number 4. The Senate approved the person appointed by the President. This means that the Senate accepted the person whom the President had named or chosen. Question. What is another word for chosen? Number 5. They were all ready to spread out the tablecloth. This means that they were ready to stretch it out. Question. What does stretch out mean?
Number 6. The chocolate cake was delicious. This means that the cake tasted very good.
Question. What tasted delicious? Now, let's check and see how well you did. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong, okay? We already did the first 2. Number 1 was A, and number 2 was C. For number 3, the correct answer is A, the Constitution. The question was, what assures the people of their rights? As I had said before, the Constitution assures the people of their rights. The answer to number 4 is C, appointed. I ask, what is another word for chosen? Listen to the sentences again. The Senate approved the person appointed by the President. This means that the Senate accepted the person whom the President had named or chosen. There were 3 words, all meaning the same thing: named, appointed, and chosen. I hope you got that one right. Let's continue. For number 5, the answer is B, spread out. I asked the question, what does stretch out mean? Of course, it means spread out. They were all set to spread out the tablecloth, means they were ready to stretch it out.
And now for the last one. For number 6, the answer is A, the cake. The question was, what tasted delicious? That wasn't hard, was it?
How'd you do? If you don't have any mistakes, that's great. Again, be sure to write down the number correct. Now look at figure 4. This is the last exercise, but it's an easy one. In figure 4, you see 4 groups of words. I will read a sentence 2 times. In that sentence, you will hear 3 of the words written on your paper. One of the words, however, you will not hear. You should circle the letter A, B, C, or D of the word that you do not hear. Look now at number one. We will do this one together. Listen to the sentence two times, and then mark the word you do not hear. Ready? Listen. Number one. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Okay, which one did you circle? The correct word should be C, alterations. You did not hear alterations. Listen again and see if you hear the other three words. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. You heard Constitution, A, Bill of Rights, B, and first, D. But you did not hear C. Okay, let's continue with the rest of the sentences. Remember, listen and circle the letter of the word you do not hear. Number two. Each person is responsible for performing his duties properly. Each person is responsible for performing his duties properly. Number three. The heads of federal departments must be ready to give a hand when necessary. The heads of federal departments must be ready to give a hand when necessary. Number four. They are comparable to ministers in other countries. They are comparable to ministers in other countries. Now let's check to see if you got them all correct. Put an X next to the ones you missed. Number one we've already done. The answer was C. The answer in number two is A, necessary. You did not hear necessary. Listen again. Each person is responsible for performing his duties properly. The answer for number three is C, arms. You did not hear the word arms. Listen. The heads of federal departments must be ready to give a hand when necessary. And number four is A, federal. You did not hear the word federal. Listen once more. They are comparable to ministers in other countries. Did you get them all right? I hope so. Write the number correct. Well, we've almost finished. But before you go, turn to the evaluation exercise for tape 2303C. Read the directions carefully. Then use your pen or pencil to complete the exercise. Your instructor will check your work when you have finished. Okay, do the evaluation exercise now. This is the end of tape 2303C.